Hello, and thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
Now, say that louder.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you provide me with your zip code so I can try to pull up your account, please?
97051.
First and last name, please.
My Mary Ray, and it might be under Brant Ray.
Okay, Miss Ray, verify your mailing address, please.
365 Parkway, St. Helens, Oregon, 97051.
Thank you so much for that information. Looking over the account, I see that you placed an order for the earbuds on January the 8th. Earbuds on January
earbuds.
The 8th. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It was on a 14-day trial. On the 15th day is when you were charged the retail value for the earbuds.
The retail value for them?
Yes, ma'am.
And how much?
They were $79.99.
Okay. I did not see anywhere that said that we only had 15 days to do that. I was under the assumption when I did the survey, I got them for just the shipping cost for doing the survey.
Okay, Ms. Ray, your phone's going in and out. Was there anything else I can help you with tonight?
Well, yes. Is there anything else that I'm supposed to be charged for?
No, ma'am. That was just a one-time charge.
Okay. And how much was the charge for the postage that I supposed to got it free for just the postage? At $9.99.
You paid, give me a moment, $5.99 shipping and handling for the earbuds, and the $9.99 was for the charging case.
Oh, the charging case?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the charging case?
The case that the earbuds go in.
Oh. And you can charge it or something?
Yes, ma'am. Once you put it in there, you should be able to charge it.
Oh, well, nobody even... Okay. So I paid $98 for postage for that one thing. And then you charged me another $79.99.
The $79.99 was the amount of the actual earbuds.
Is there an actual price for the charging case?
It was $9.99. You've already took care of that.
Okay. I didn't... This was... I don't know what you called. I okayed the postage. I paid it up front, and the way I read it was they were supposed to be free for doing the survey. I knew nothing about paying the $79.99. So there's no way I can get out of that, get my money back?
No, ma'am, it actually is outside of the guidelines. So it is go ahead and canceled that. You won't receive any more charges or products. The account will be completely closed. I'll send you an email cancellation within 24 to 48 hours.
An email cancellation.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what were you canceling?
I'm canceling your account.
Okay, what account do I have?
Ma'am, we
yeah.
have a really bad connection. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Account do I have?
The account that you're calling about.
The $79 and 89 cents.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cancel this so that you won't.
Charge you another $79.
Are you going to charge me any more money?
No, ma'am, we're not going to charge you any more money. You've already paid for the earbuds that you have.
Okay.
All right.
So
thank you for calling.
Is there any... What?
Ma'am?
Wait a minute.
What did you say?
I said, wait a minute, please. So you cancel the charge. Do
no,
I
ma'am, we're canceling the account. We're not canceling a charge.
Okay. I'm not understanding. Could you please help me try to understand this?
Okay. So you placed the
what
order
account,
on January.
What?
You called in. No. You placed an order on January the 8th for the earbuds and the earbud case. You paid $9.99 for the earbud case, and you paid the $5.99 for the earbuds. Okay.
Okay.
You were supposed to call us and let us know if you were no longer interested in it and to ship it back. Once you didn't call and ship it back, we were under the assumption that you wanted to keep them and that you were going to pay for the earbuds. So on the 15th day is when they charged you for the earbuds. The charge for the earbuds is $79.99. And it was charged on January the 25th, which was 15 days after you placed the order. So all of that was one-time charges. You won't receive any more charges to your account.
Okay. Now, was, let's see, oh, gosh, it just went out of my head what I was going to ask you.
Where did you take that survey at?
On my phone. On my phone. Okay, so that is that. Do you have, how would I find out if you have any more charges on anything?
What do you mean? How would you find out if there's any more charges on anything?
Well, in case I had gotten some more earbuds.
You've ordered something from another company? Anytime you place an order, you can always monitor your credit card or your bank account. And they can provide you with numbers to whatever companies charge you. So when
the
you're looking over your
can?
Yes, ma'am, your credit card company or your bank account.
Okay.
So once you look over your accounts and you see charges that you're not familiar with or anything like that, you can always, most of the time, they'll have a number beside whoever charged you. If not, then you can call your bank or either your credit card company and ask them for a customer service number for that charge. And they'll give you that. And that way you can call whoever you placed an order with and ask them about the charge.
Okay.
But this is the only order that I see that you've had with us.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome, Ray, and thanks for calling customer service.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The credit card place said that this was for a growing maximum function.
We service several online companies. So the order that you placed was for an earbud. That's why we have to ask you for the zip code so we'll know what you're calling in reference to.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Thanks for calling customer service.
You too.